Okay, good night of Shabbos. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Samach Beis. Today's shir is Lili Nishmas Reb Avram Ben Yaakov, who my grandfather, who today is the second Yahrzeit, and also B'schus Refu Shalema for Nalmi Meira Bas Shoshana Rivka Reza. Okay, we are holding here on the bottom of Samach Aleph Omer Beis. And we had quoted at the top of Samach Aleph Omer Beis, we quoted a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda. What if you shecht the Korban Pesach for people who do have a bris milah, i.e. people who are allowed to eat it, and then you had kavana that the people who are arelim, people who do not have a bris milah, should get kapara, should be yotzei through the Korban Pesach, but that kavana was by your zrika, by the sprinkling of the blood. So the question is, does that mess it up, right? We've been talking about different types of machshavos that mess up the Korban Pesach. So does that machshava mess it up? I mean, the shechita was appropriate, but the zrika was for people who cannot eat it. The machshava was for people who cannot eat it. So what's the deal with that? So the Gemara had a whole back and forth discussion what Rabba and Rav Chisda are arguing over based on a bunch of drushes, and basically Rav Ashi had said, how do you know to darshan the psukim in that way, right? How do you know that you can learn from the Chol Arel, Vezos, etc.? How do you know that that's how the drasha should read? He didn't think that that was necessarily compelling. So we're at the bottom here. Ella Amar Rav Ashi, last line. Rav Ashi explains the machlukas between Rabba and Rav Chisda. Again, Rav Chisda says that it's possible. Rabba says that it's kosher. And Rav Ashi explains the machlukas is like this. Ella Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Chisda v'Rabba v'haikra kamifri. They're actually arguing about a different set of psukim. Different drush in the psukim. V'nirtza lo l'chaper olav. Pazik says that it shall be nirtza, right? What's the last thing in the Seder night? It's nirtza. It literally means it should be ratzui, it should be accepted, it should be wanted by Kosh Baruch Hu. What is that? Meaning the kapara, this is talking about the zrika, Rashi says, right? That the should be for him, meaning it should atone, the zrika should atone, should be mechaper for the person bringing the korban. A love of alo al chavero, right? It's only atones for him, but not about his friend, right? His friend is not relevant whatsoever to anybody else, right? He's bringing the korban, it's not going to be shaykh to anyone else. So Rabba sovar chavero demididei. Rabba holds that the person who it's not good for has to be similar to the person bringing the korban, meaning mahu davar. Mahu debar kapara, afchavero debar kapara, meaning that both of them have to be shayach to achieving kapara, achieving atonement through the zrika. Right? Lefuki hayaral the lav bar kaparahu, to exclude someone who is an aral, someone who is not circumcised, who's not shayach to getting kapara through the korban whatsoever. Right? Someone who's an aral is not able to bring a korban. He's not able to bring the korban pesach. Specifically in our case, he's not able to bring the korban pesach. So he's not relevant whatsoever. So even though he had the guy shechting the korban, let's say the kohen did the zrika with the machshava and a mindset for people who are arelim who don't have a bris milah, they're not relevant here. They're bechlal not included in this whole conversation. So it's like you had a machshava to atone for, I don't know, giraffes in the desert. Like, isn't this not shy? Because there's someone who's not relevant to the Korban Pesach whatsoever. Rav Chisda suffer, Rav Chisda holds no. Hay Orel Nami Kevin de Bar Chiyuvahu Bar Kaparahu. Right? No, since he's a Bar Chiyuvah, he is chayiv to get a bris milah. Or is it chayiv to get to do a Korban Pesach? Hold on one second, not sure. I think it probably makes more sense, but that he is chayev to do the Korban Pesach, so therefore he's a bar kapara. Why is he chayev for the Korban Pesach? Because ho'il di boy mitake nafshe, since he could fix himself, meaning he could give himself a bris milah. And at that point, he'll be chayev in Korban Pesach. So since he could fix himself and become a bar chiyuva, become a bar kapara, so therefore the RL is included. That's what Rav Chisda would say. And therefore, when you have a machshava that the zrika should be for an arel, that messes it up because he is shayach to the Korban Pesach. So Gemara says, one second. But me, Yesle, the Rav Chisda hoil. Right? Rav Chisda holds of hoil. Again, we said a couple times in the Masechta, hoil means that since X, Y, and Z could happen, we're going to say, we're going to consider it as if it happened, as if it is relevant in this case. So we have different types of ho'il, right? And we're going to quote a different one in a second. But here the case is ho'il is, since the guy who's uncircumcised could give himself a bris, so we're going to say it's like he has a bris, or it's like he's relevant to the chiyuv of Pesach, which is shayach the people who have a bris. So the Gemara says, really, Rav Chisda holds to this concept of ho'il? V'ayitmar, it was said, ha'ofa miyantav t'chol, right? Again, we quoted it a couple weeks ago. Someone who's baking from miyantav t'chol, that's technically no good. But Rav Chisda Amar Loka, Rav Chisda says you get Malkus, Rav Amar Ein Loka. Rav Chisda says, Not but, but Rav Chisda says he gets malchus, right? Because that's Aser. Rabba says you don't get malchus. Rabba Amar Eino Loka. Why doesn't he say? Why doesn't Rabba say this guy gets malchus? You're not allowed to cook from yontif to chol. Right? It's not a. You're allowed to cook on yontif, but only something that's shayach for yontif, not for something for the next Tuesday. You can't cook for the next Tuesday. So Rabba Amar Eino Loka. He doesn't get malchus. Why? Because I'm reading Hovil. Since ve'imiklod le'orchim, since orchim might come chazilei. And therefore the food would be shaychtin, meaning yes, he and his family doesn't need the food that he's shechting, for example, that he's cooking right now. But let's say someone else knocks on the door and family comes in, so he'll serve them the cake, or they'll serve them the soup, whatever. So therefore, that would be fit for them to eat. So the hashanah mechazilei for the lucky. So that also counts for now. It's as if we view as if maybe orchim will come, and therefore the cooking he's doing is fine. That's the concept of ho'il. That's Rabba ascribes to ho'il. Rav Chisda, remember Rav Chisda says no. He gets malchus because lo min and hoil. We don't say hoil, right? So what's going on over here in the case of yontif? So Rav Chisda says no hoil, and Rabba says hoil. Here in the case of whether you have machshava for an arel by korban pesach, Rav Chisda says hoil, and Rabba says no hoil. That's exactly the opposite. So why do they reverse their positions? So Gemara tries to understand. Bishlam Rabba the Rabba lo kasha. I understand Rabba's split. That by Yontif we say Hoil, and by Korban Pesach we don't say Hoil. Why? Because Lo Amin and Hoil, let's skip the line. Hacha Mechuser Maisa, Hasam Lo Mechuser Maisa. Because here, what are you doing? You're missing an action. There's no action to what's it called? What's the Maisa that you're missing? Right, because when the Orchim come, that's not a Maisa that's relevant to you whatsoever. That's not anything you have to do. Here, Mechusar Maisa, the guy who needs to give himself a bris milah, okay, that's an action that he has not yet done. So we're not going to say Hoil, since he could do this action. Okay, but he hasn't done an action. But by Yontif, we're going to say Hoil, because the guy in question, the guy who's making the cake, he doesn't have to do anything. Right? Just something else has to happen that's out of his control. Maybe guests will come. So if guests come and so that's, we're not missing an action on his part. So therefore, we'll say Hovel. Elo de Rav Chisda, de Rav Chisda Kasha, but how do you understand the split in the Shita of Rav Chisda? So Amri, as I said, Ki Lesle Rav Chisda Hovel Lekula. So a very simple split. Rav Chisda is not going to apply Hovel for a Kula. We're not going to say, since guests might come, therefore what you're doing is Mutter. That's already a stretch. But Lechumra, then we will say that since the guy could give him a bris milah, could give himself a bris milah, therefore he's part of the shaykh, the Korban Pesach, and therefore if you have machshava for him during the zrika, which is inappropriate, that's going to mess up the Korban Pesach, that's the chumra, that we will say. So therefore that's how the split in Rav Chisda, and that's how he understands it. Now, Tosas over here has a pretty good question. He says, when do we ever split between the chumra and the kula? Like, if there's a concept, right, a concept in halacha, right, we're not going to only apply it in certain scenarios. So Tosfos over here, Tosfos Dimaskol Ki, he says, Ena Chanami, all this is Dermida Rabbana. That really Mida Raisa, we don't say Hoel, according to Rav Chisda. Right, he won't hold of Hoel, but if Mida Rabbana, he will say Hoel L'chumra. Right, only in Dirabbana do you ever have a split. We'll say this L'kula, we'll say this to be Machmir, but not this to be Meka. Right, if it's a true concept from the Torah, so it doesn't matter what situation, what the scenario is, whether it results in a Kula or a L'chumra. Okay, that's just to be aware. All right, anyway, Viter. Fine. Amar le marzutra brei derav mori leravino. The following conversation. Again, we had this brisa that we quoted yesterday. Hovel the orla. That's not talking about orla, the trees, but talking about someone who's not circumcised yet. Hovel the orla poselas, v'tuba poselas. Since somebody who is not circumcised will pasel the korban pesach. And so too Tumah, meaning if you have intentions solely for this person who does not have a bris milah, or solely for this person who is Tameh, right, i.e. they're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, so if you have machshava for those people who are not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, they're both posel. So ma Tumah lo asa b'mikzas Tumah k'kol Tumah, just like by Tumah, if you have half the people are Tameh and half the people are not, so it's fine, meaning it's not as if you shechted it for an entire group of Tameh people, and it's fine. So af orla, so too by an orel, right? Lo also mixes orla could call orla. Right? Also, again, the Brisa says we're not going to say that. We're also going to say that by if you have half circumcised and half uncircumcised people, that's also going to be fine. So Gemara says, "Hi Tumah hechidami." What's the case of Tumah? of tummy, I said just kind of just as it came to me, tummy, the person is tummy. But what type of tummy is this? Elimu b'tumas gavri. If you'll tell me that we're talking about the people are tummy, right? Again, you have the half the people are tummy, half the people are tummy, are tahor. So my lo asaba mikzas tuma kol tuma. Wait, what do you mean? Right, we're not gonna. It's gonna be fine if it's half and half, as opposed to if it was shechted for an entire group of tummy people. It's gonna be no good. Diika arba b'chamisha gavri tamein v'arba b'chamisha gavri tahorin lo pasli lo. Right, if tamein the tahorin. If you have four or five people who are tummy, four or five people who are tahor, the people who are tummy are not gonna pasli the people who are tahor. Is that what you're really saying? Right, because gavri orla nami. Because the same thing is true by an orla. Right, so ha lo pasli. It's also not going to mess up with the time, because we learned in the Mishnah, Lamolin Vilal Rilin Kosher, that if you shechted for four people who are having bris milah, four people who don't, it's still going to be fine. So if that's true, so Mishna Tumah the Pshitalei, Mishna Orla the Mesafkalei. Why were we Mesupak? Why do we have a question about the halacha of Orla, and why was it obvious about the halacha of Tumah? Right, that's the same psul. That's the same thing. We said just like, it's true by Tumah, so too it must be true by Orla. Well, why do you even have the question by Orel? Right? It's the same halacha. Right? Those are exactly the same. So Ella, but Tumah's baser. Rather, it must be, again, I explained it as the Havamina. So, but here now we're saying, no, the case in the Braisa is that the meat was Tumah. My law also makes us Tumah called Tumah. What does it mean that we didn't make partial Tumah like complete Tumah? Di'ilu, itmi, chad me'ivarim. Right? So what that means is that if one of the legs or one of the evarim, one of the limbs of the korban became tameh, so that part we burn, and then you can eat the rest of it. So again, we're trying to explain that, and therefore, if it was the Pesach, obviously, if the korban Pesach was offered for people, half the people who were orel, half the people who were not orel, so then it's fine. But what we're saying here is that the case is tameh meat. That part of the Korban Pesach is tame, and therefore the tummy part you burn, and the rest of it you are allowed to eat. And that's what the Braisa means when it says that we made half tuma is not like full tuma, meaning if the whole thing is tame, then we throw it out. But if part of it is tame, it's fine. You just take off the part of it that's tame and you burn it. Now, technically, how does that work? Right, if you know, as you know, we roast the Korban Pesach whole. Right, what do you mean if a leg is tummy and the rest of it is not tummy? Right, if you have a whole animal and the leg becomes tummy, guess what? The whole animal is tummy. So how does that work? So if I'm not mistaken, I think one of the Rishonim points out that it must be talking about a case where the only thing that's detached from the animal, right, we said, if you remember, that we roast the goat or the sheep, makulas, which basically means you take the insides out, or the stuff that doesn't go on his back, but the whatever insides out, and you roast it on top of the animal, like it has a head, like it has a helmet or a crown over its head. So it must be talking about the innards. If that became tummy, so that you would throw out, and the rest of the korban would be fine. Because otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. You can't chop off a leg. A korban has to be roasted whole. Right, it's impossible. Okay, I would imagine there are other answers for this, but that's one of them that I saw. Okay, either way, so that's what the price is saying, that if part of it is tummy, we get rid of that, and the rest of it is fine. So the Gemara is going to have a couple of questions trying to figure out how does that work exactly. B'mayu kimta, what did you establish this price as? B'tumas baser. You said that the case is that the tumor we're talking about is that the meat of the korban pesach is tummy. Ema seifa, but one second, what about the end of the price? Dunin davar she'inu noheg b'chol hazvachim, davar she'inu noheg b'chol hazvachim. Right, we're going to compare again. If you remember, we had a question what to compare the psul of Arel. Two, are you comparing it to Tumah, or are you comparing it to a Machshava Chutz L'Zmano? So we had said that you should compare something that is Shayach to all Korbanos to something that is Shayach to all Korbanos, meaning you should compare the Tumah of Arel, the Machshava of Arel, to the Machshava of Tumah. The Ayuchiach Zman, and the time, meaning the Machshava of Chutz L'Zmano, shouldn't prove anything, Shinoag B'chol HaZvachim, right, that applies to all. That applies to every single korban. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? My tumah. If you're telling me that the tumah that we're talking about here is inema tumah's basar, so my inenoig b'chol zvachin. Why is tumah not applicable? Why does that not apply to all korbanos? You're telling me that we want to compare orel, which doesn't apply to all korbanos, right? Only applies to korban pesach, to tumah, which doesn't apply to all korbanos either. Any korban that's tumah is not edible. You can't, it messes it up. So what are you talking about? Right? If the item, if the meat itself is tummy. It's alopshita b'tumas gavri. Rather, it must be, that part of the price must be talking about tumas gavri. They're talking about where the guy is, where the person is tummy. Well, my inner nog b'chol ezvachim, and what does it mean when it doesn't apply to all korbanos? The ilu b'chol ezvachim, oral tummy mishalchon korbanosayim. Because by every other korban, if someone doesn't have a bris, and someone who's tummy can send a shliach to the Beis HaMikdash, and they offer the korban for them. But v'ilu pesach ba'aral v'tamei, ain't mishachem pischeim. But by korban pesach, that doesn't work. So, but if that's true, reisha b'tumas basar, v'seva b'tumas gavri, you're telling me that the first part of the b'risa we recorded yesterday, as you pointed out earlier, is talking about when the meat is tummy. This part of the b'risa is talking about when the guy is tummy. That's one b'risa. It's going to talk about tumas basar and tumas gavra in the same b'risa. So Gemara says two possibilities. Amar lei, either in, yes, shem tuma kavarich, we're just talking about tuma in general, therefore all tuma is fair game. B'boy seima, or you could say, seifan ami tumas basar, that no, that the second part, what we just quoted, is also talking about where the meat is tummy. Ah, you might, you know, b'chol ezvachim, what do you mean that if the meat is tummy, that doesn't apply to all korbanos? No, because the application is different. That the ilu b'chol ezvachim ben shenitva chiliv basar kayim, ben shenitva basar chiliv kayim, zorek ez adam. By all other korbanos, if the meat and chiliv, the chiliv doesn't really mean the fats, but here it means the stuff that goes on the mizbeach. Yeah, just trying to look at Rashi to make sure I'm not wrong. Rashi, I'm looking for Rashi Dibur Maschal Vibayis Ema. The Chilev is Mizbeach. Yeah, it's talking about, I'm pretty sure it's talking about the Chilev is referring to not necessarily fats, which you're not allowed to eat, but it's talking about the stuff you have to put on the Mizbeach. Either way, by all korbanos, right? Whether the stuff you put on the Mizbeach became Tameh and the meat is fine, or if the meat became Tameh and the stuff you put on the Mizbeach is fine, the Kohen still is going to do the Zrika. That's fine. Meaning, and everything is going to be okay. The Zrika is going to atone and everything's going to be fine. But B'ilu B'Pesach, but by Korban Pesach, that's not true. Nitma Chiliv U'Basar Kayim, Zorek HaZadam. The Chiliv is irrelevant. And if the chelev became tamei, the stuff that goes on the mizbeach is tamei, so then everything is fine. But nitma baser v'chelev kain, but if the meat became tamei, the inozorik is adam, then the korban is messed up. Because again, the ikar idea by korban pesach is the achila, is the eating. So if the meat became tamei, so then you're toast. But if the chelev became tamei, so then everything is fine. That's different than all other korbanos, where either or, if either the chelev or the baser is tahor, then everything is fine. Okay, fine. So that's one question. Second question. Pamayo Kimto, what did you say this price is talking about? That's Betumas Basar. That we're talking about that the meat itself becomes tummy. Ema Seifa, what about the end, the second part of the price? Right, again, meaning after what we just quoted. Dodin Davar Shalahutra Mechlalo, Medavar Shalahutra Mechlalo. We can compare an RL that does not have any exceptions, right? Meaning it's not allowed to offer any korbanos, to something that does not have any exceptions, i.e. that applies to all korbanos, i.e. the machshava, the chutz lizman. Right? Where it's much more logical to compare RL to the chutz lizman because neither of them have any exceptions. And don't compare RL to tumah that that does have it as an exception. I mean, what's the exception? That if the entire nation is tameh, then you're allowed to offer the korbanos. So don't compare RL to tumah. It's much more logical, said the Braisa, to compare RL to the machshava chutz lizman. And if you remember that these competing logics forced the Gemara to say, okay, therefore we can't determine either way. We're going to use psukim to tell me which way to go. Right, okay, but this was the competing logic that we had yesterday on the end of the daf. So, Bamai, so what are you talking about? What scenario is there no exception to tuma? Right? Hey, Lema, if you're telling me that tuma's basar, if you're telling me that that we're talking about tuma's basar, so then hecha hutra. In what scenario was it mutter? Meaning, you said that tuma, right, has an exception. So what type of tuma? Right, if you're telling me tuma's basar, right, where's the exception by where the meat is tummy? Right, if you can't eat, if even though you bring the korban sibur when everybody's tameh, you're still not eating the meat. If the meat becomes tameh, the korban is done. So elab shiva tumas gavri. It must be that if most of the people are tameh, you're allowed to bring the korban pesach, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. Right? Behecha hutra miklala bit sibur. But where the only place where it was mutter, where the only place where you have an exception is by when the entire tzibur, everybody became tummy. So again, we're talking about the person, and therefore reisha b'tumas basar b'seifa b'tumas gavri. Right, the beginning of the brisa, which we started off by saying that it must be talking about tummy meat. That's talking about tummy meat, but now this end of the brisa is talking about the one that person is tummy. So again, two possibilities: either in shame, yes, right, shame tuma kaparach. We're talking about tuma, and tuma is fair game. Ibai sema, or no. Kula b'tumas basar, that really the entire brisa is talking about tummy meat. Veheicha hutra, where is tummy meat have an exception? Where is it mutter? B'tumas pesach, if the korban pesach itself became tummy. It's not like with the Mishnah, pesach haba b'tumah, if the korban pesach is brought when the entire nation is tummy, so necho b'tumah can be eaten when it's tummy. Because the whole purpose of the korban pesach is to eat it. So if you're going to bring the korban pesach when everybody is tummy, so then everybody is allowed to eat it, even though the meat itself is going to become tummy. And that's the exception by tuma, right? That does not apply to other korbanos. Okay. Now, going back to what we said before, this question is on Rav Chisda. We had said Rav Chisda holds of Hoil when there is a chumrah. So, Masiv Rav Huna braid Rav Yehoshua. He asked the following question: Ha Pesach Sheavra Shnasa. Let's say you have a Korban Pesach that is too old. Korban Pesach has to be a year or less. So let's say you get it, it's too old. V'shachto b'smano l'shmo, and he shechted it on Erev Pesach for the Korban Pesach. V'chena shochet achenim l'shem Pesach b'smano. And so too, if you shecht, let's say a shlamim for a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. So what's the deal with that? Is that fine? So Rabbi Eliezer posel, Rabbi Yeshua machsher. Rabbi Eliezer says it's no good, and Rabbi Yeshua says it's fine. So time of bismano. So the reason, I mean, the kasha is the reason that he said that Rabbi Eliezer said it's no good is because it's mamish bismano. It's on Erev Pesach. Hashalo bismano kasher, implying that if you shecht it on a random Tuesday, it would be fine. V'amai, why is that true? Neima, why don't we say hoil since bismano posel shalo bismano nami posel? Why don't we say that since this type of korban would be puzzle on Erev Pesach, it should also be puzzle on a random Tuesday? Why do we say it's fine? Meaning the implication is that it would be okay. Some Rav Papa, Rav Papa says no. Sheni Hasan, that's different because Damar Kol. The pasuk says Varmartem Zevach Pesachu. Right? The pasuk says this is the Zevach Pesach. Who behavi also? It has to be as it is. Meaning it has to be for the korban Pesach, right? Lo l'shamachirim, it can't be for any other types of korbanos. V'lo achirim l'shma, not for any other korbanos. For it, I mean, you can't just take a shlamim and say, okay, this is my korban Pesach. B'zmanu who shall puzzle l'shamachirim, and therefore only on Erev Pesach is it puzzle for other korbanos. Achirim psulim l'shma, and other and similarly, other korbanos are puzzle if you want to use it as the korban Pesach. But shalo b'zmano, but if it's not Erev Pesach, shu kosher l'shamachirim achirim k'shirim l'shma, then anything fair game, right? You can use other korbanos for it, i.e., you can use it, right? If you have a designation that you decided to use it as a shlamim, right, on a random Tuesday, so then that's going to be fine. Okay, finally, let's there's a bit of a story. Rabbi Simlai also the commander of Yochanan. Amrlei nisni limar sefer yuchsin. Rabbi Simlai came to Rabbi Yochanan and said, "I want to teach me sefer yuchsin. What's sefer yuchsin?" So Rashi writes, "Masnisin the divrei ayanim." It's some brises or some mishnayas that we don't have, obviously, but it must be some brises, I would imagine, about divrei ayanim, about the yuchsin, right, about the yichus, about the lineages of Am Yisrael. Amrlei mehechanat. He said, "Rabbi Yochanan said, well, where are you from? Nice to meet you. Where are you from?" So I'm Alemi Lod. Rabbi Simlai said, "I'm from Lod." Ve'ichan Mosavach. Where do you live? Meaning, I guess, where were you born and where do you live? So then, I'm in Nahada. I'm actually from Nahada. So I'm Alei. He said him, ironically enough, how convenient. Ein nidonin lo leludim v'lo lenahadayim. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, funny that you mention that. We specifically don't teach Sefer Yuchsim to people from Lod or Nahada, right? The culture came to Ad, and certainly you. And certainly that you live in Lod and you're originally you are from Lod and you live in Nahardah, right? So it's certainly very ironic, right? Rashi has two Lashonos, right? Was Rabbi Yochanan just trying to get rid of him, or was that actually true, right? Did he actually hit the two random places that they don't teach from? So Rashi has two Lashonos, very quick Rashi, Right, if you look at the Ein Shonin, the Rashi says the Tchuya Ikaven, right, really he just wanted to push him off. Lashon Achra, or another answer, right, that Lefisha Eino Miyuchosin, that it happens to be that the people from Lod and the people from Ner Hadah were not of great lineage. And it could be that if they studied the lineages, that he'd find some sort of psul in his lineage and it could turn out bad for him. Maybe, you know, whatever. Maybe he wasn't Chas Shalom, wasn't Jewish, or whatever. So therefore, so he kind of, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't so down. So therefore, so then, Kafi Ve'artzi. So apparently Rabbi Simlai wasn't letting go so quickly. Either he realized that Rabbi Yochanan was trying to get rid of him, or he really, really wanted to learn it. So he pressured him, Ve'artzi, and right, Nirtzu. Again, he was appeased, and therefore he was masking Rabbi Yochanan to teach him. So Armalai, so Rabbi Simlai said, okay, this Nia Bishloshi Yarchi. This is I got 3 months now between college courses, right? I got 3 months between Zvanim. Got to go back to the Ismenir, so get this done in 3 months. So Shakal Kalal Pazakbe, so Rabbi Yochanan threw a piece of dirt at him. So Amalai, he said, are you out of your mind? Uma Bruya, the Bisu, the Rabbi Meir, right? Bruya, right? The daughter, of, the wife of Rabbi Meir. Barte, the Rabbi Chanin ben Trajan, the daughter of Rabbi Chanin ben Trajan. Titani Tlas Meir Shmaitza Biyoma. She would learn 300 halachos a day, Mitlas Meir Ravasi, from 300 Rabbanim. Vafilu Achi lo Yatzta Yidei Chovasa Mitlas Shanin, and she never learned, she was unable to learn this. Until 3 years were done, she wasn't yotze, but meaning she didn't discharge her obligation. Meaning she didn't finish learning this in 3 years. You want to do it in 3 months? Get out of here. So Kishako ve'ozil. So Rabbi Simlai apparently was like, all right, I guess I'm out. So he was leaving. So he said, at least Rebbe, ma bein l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo. At least teach me something for me before I go. What's the difference between a carbon Pesach that's lishmo and this little lishmo? What's the difference between shalol lishalol lishmo? Right, clarify. What's the difference between a carbon Pesach that was offered both for lishmo and shalol lishmo, both for the sake of carbon Pesach and let's say for the sake of lishlomim, and laochlav shalol laochlav? And that was meaning the first case, that case we just mentioned is no good. But the case, if it was offered la'ochlav shalol la'ochlav, that it was offered with a machshava for people who can't eat and people who can't eat, so then the korban is still good. So what's the difference? Right? Why is it no good if you have it for the Pesach and Shlomim? And why is it good if you think about people who can and cannot eat together? So Amar Leiser, Rabbi Yochanan said that. How old the children may have been, okay, apparently you kind of know some halacha. Apparently you're a Talmud Chacham. You know what you're doing. So therefore, tave emalach. So therefore, sit down, don't leave yet, and I'll tell you what the difference is. And Rabbi Yochanan lists a bunch of differences. Lishmo b'shalo lishmo, first of all, in terms of for the Pesach and for the Shalomim, sinam b'shalo b'gufo. That's going to mess up it's a psul in the actual guf of korban. This korban is now has schizophrenia. That's right. It's both for a korban Pesach and for a Shalomim. It itself is no good. But if you just have machshava for people who can and can't eat it, that's not a problem in the sheep. That's a problem in technically who's going to eat this korban. So that's A. B. Shalom v'shalom l'shmo yefshal levar yisuro. If you have intention for it to be both a Pesach and a Shlomim, so you can't be mevarer. You can't figure out where the isser is. You can't cut off a piece of the cow, or not the cow, but a piece of the sheep, and say this was for the Shlomim. So let's get rid of that. Right, the bad portion is indistinguishable from the good portion. But lochlav shalol lochlav. But if you have people who can't eat it and can't eat it, so efshal levar yisuro, you could figure it out. Rashi says simply right after you kind of after you distribute all the pieces, right? So then you could say okay. So the people who are holding pieces of the korban who are not able to eat it, so that's the usher part. People who are holding the pieces of the korban who can't eat it, that's the mutter part. So therefore, it's fine. Shalol lishmo, a third difference. Lishmo v'shalol lishmo yeshna barba avodos. The psul of lishmo v'shalol lishmo, right, for the korban you're intending and the korban you're not intending, so that is going to mess up by any other avoda, whether it's by the zrika, the halicha, the etc. The ochla v'shalol ochla v'inu barba avodos, right, that, but for people who are eating it, that's only shaykh to the shechita. And finally, a fourth difference, I think, yeah. Shalom v'shalom l'shmo, yeshno b'tzibur v'yochid. The psul of, for its own sake and for the sake of another korban, so that's whether it's a korban tzibur or a korban yochid. L'ochlev, shalom l'ochlev, eno b'tzibur k'v'yochid. But if you're shechting it for people who can and can't eat it, that doesn't apply to a korban tzibur, because everybody, right, technically, is a part of this, is this korban, right, that belongs to everyone. Right, meaning that's only shaykh to korban Pesach. Right, so the Nachon, and Tosus over here points out that it doesn't give an answer, if I'm not mistaken. The Tosus says it's not really Yochid and Tzibor, it's Pesach and everything else. Right, if you look at, let's see, where is that? Right, if you look at the Tosus to be Maskul Lishmo, right, Tema Lari, my area, the Eno Tzibor, typically, Afilu be Yochid, Eno Noek Elo Pesach Greda, right? The only korban where la'ochlov and la'ochlov is a shayach psul, right, is going to mess up the korban. The only korban is a Pesach. It's not really Yochid and Tzibor. Okay, either way. So that was four distinctions. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Simlai. Rav Ashi said actually psul b'gufo v'yesher levarer isuro chadamilsi. Actually, the first two you mentioned, the fact that it's a psul in the actual item, in the actual korban itself, and you're not able to distinguish and separate the mutter part from the usur part, that's actually the same thing. Dematam amar psulu begufo, because why do we say, what's the point? Why do we say that something is psul in the korban itself? That's little hainuhach. It's because you cannot separate the mutter part from the usur part. Okay. Fine, just to finish off, Amarami bar Rav Yuda Amarav, Miyom she nignaz sefer yuchsin, Toshash kochan shel chachamim, vekeim or enehem. From the day that we lost, really I mean nignaz, from when it was hidden, the sefer yuchsin apparently had a lot of secrets, and therefore a lot of the chachamim, the strength of the chachamim became weaker, and their eyes were dimmer. Right, again, they didn't know as much, right? We lost some things. Amar mar zutra bein atzel la atzel, between two mentions of the name, I think it's a name, or a word, Atzel. Between two people in Sefer HaYamim, talking about Atzel, or I guess maybe it's the same person. Either way, between those two words, Ti'inu Arba Mea Gamli Didarsha, we lost 400 camel loads of drashos. I would imagine it's an expression, but meaning there was a lot of drushes, right? Once they lost the Sefer Yuchsin, so they lost a lot of Divrei Torah. Okay, Shkoyah Kol Rav Osai, keep on plugging through these difficult sugyas of Korbanos. Right, we're getting there, just getting started really, but we are getting there. Hopefully with every daf we get another deeper understanding of the godless of the Torah, and Meheri Banabe Samikdash, this will all become extremely relevant for us in the coming months. Have a great, great Shabbos, and we'll go back to the Heilige Shas on Motzei Shabbos.